on the 9th of April, when we went over for the final assault, and the 16th Battalion, number 2 and 4 Company were leading, and we were in the first wave over, and I went along until we crossed what we called the sunken road. Phyllis, I think, was our objective that day, but I never got to it. I was knocked out before I got there. Just before I was wounded, I had my rifle bent almost double with a big piece of shell casing that hit my rifle. I just picking up another rifle from someone that had fallen when I got hit in the leg. A bullet, piece of shrapnel right in my leg and right through my shin bone. After I was wounded, I picked up 6 German prisoners and delivered them to the internment camp, and then walked down to the dressing station and sat down. I didn't know until I sat down and tried to get up again that my leg was broken. After having my leg dressed, I was picked up by an ambulance and taken, but the ambulances were so badly in need that they didn't take us right through. We were dumped off a few miles further inland, and we had to stay in this shack the night. I think there were 6 hours. And there, we're really hungry, having to wait another day to the captain digging around with our bayonets and run into a half a case of condensed milk. We don't know how it got there, but it was really taste good. The next morning, we were picked up and taken on in into the 2nd Western General at ETAPS. And my leg was pretty badly swollen and arrived at the hospital, but I still had to wait overnight for the operation. I know we went into the operation about 9 o'clock the following morning. A battle like Vimy Ridge, where the casualties are coming in so fast, the more seriously wounded body patients have to be taken care of first. Leg patients or any arm patients are just put on one side until they're more convenient for the doctor just to rush in and operate. So you have to take your turn in that. Finally, it came to my turn, and I was wheeled in on a stretcher and laid on the place of operation, and they started to administer ether, and just at that time, I, just having come from the line and all keyed up, I thought it was some of the enemy that had got me and were going to choke me with something. I suddenly got off the table and hit the doctor under the chin and knocked him over his operating table and broke the leg off the table. At that time, about 4 other men came in and grabbed me and laid me back on the table. And I was held there until I was right out. When I came back, I was in the hospital. When I came to, I was in the hospital. The next morning, the doctor came to see me. He said, "Good Lord, man," he said, "I'd hate it to meet you as an enemy." I got two legs to stand on.